It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me right now is a true renaissance man, in addition to being an advocate for above-the-neck health, as well as wellness in general. He's also an advocate for education, entrepreneurship, and is an entrepreneur himself, of course. He is also a baseball awards presenter. He is an avid skier. He is also an author, also a swell dresser, and Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He is also the he's a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father, and the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you today?
Wonderful, and thank you, Jay, for that stirring introduction, which I wish I could bring you everywhere I go. And of course, the other thing is, this is the longest running radio show on the Pulse with the same host with curly hair. So we'll add that to next week's introduction.
Another superlative, yes. And that's the word of the day.
A superlative, I like that. So this show, though, really gives me an opportunity to feature significant nonprofit organizations, in addition to the oral health messaging and some of the fun stuff we do. And today is no exception, because with me is Sharon McCarthy, who's the chief executive officer of Girls Inc. of New Hampshire. So Sharon, thank you for joining me. I know you're quite busy, so I appreciate you coming on board today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I feel fortunate to be here, Tom. Thank you.
And of course, we'll get right to it. The website for Girls Inc. Is Girls Inc., one word, girlsincnewhampshire.org, all one word. And the phone number is 603-606-1705. But before we go there, obviously you had a huge career in publishing. And how did you end up at Girls Inc.? How did you make that journey? So tell us in as much detail as you can, because I always get the feedback from the listening audience. They want to hear more about the history of the guest. So take your time and tell us about your career.
Well, I won't take that much time, but I will say that my career at running McLean Communications is closely tied to what I'm doing now. I had such a good run there, Tom, and I had just so much fun getting to know people in the business community with New Hampshire Business Review, all around the state with New Hampshire Magazine. Got to look at beautiful homes with New Hampshire Home Magazine and our events. It was just a blast. And it introduced me to so many people, including a lot of nonprofit leaders. And I did that I was in publishing for 33 years, 21 of those years being running McLean Communications, which is now formally called Yankee Publishing New Hampshire. and the great part about that job was the number of people I got to meet, like yourself. And one of the greatest pleasures was giving awards to these deserving people around the state and learning their stories. And through that, I got to be familiar with Girls Inc. And I had always tried to tie a lot of our events into nonprofits and lend myself to nonprofits, like the Food Bank and the Heart Association and several others. And Girls Inc. just kind of just hit a soft spot for me. I'm the mom of two teenage girls and waited a very long time for that to finally happen in my life. And feel so grateful for that and just so into how they're growing up. Girls Inc. caught my attention because that's what they do. They try to have these girls from Nashua and Manchester come into the centers, and girls from around the state be able to take advantage of our programming so they can grow up like healthy, educated, successful, confident young women. So I got to know Girls Inc. I started on their board. I was on their board for 3 years. 1 year in, I learned that the existing CEO, Kathy Duffy Cullity, was retiring. So I had 2 years to think about this. And I had lunch with her one day and I said, you know what? I think I want to do this. I just felt like I was in a place with publishing where I'm really happy with what happened there. I feel proud of what I was able to do. I loved my team. I'm still in touch with all of them. But it was a really the right time for me to make a break. And this was a job that was just super meaningful to me. So I applied for it and I got the job and started in January of 2020, and we all know what happened in March of 2020. So it was a really
right to the fire.
So, I'll tell you, interesting time to start.
And we'll get to that later in the program. So you sound so relaxed that Girls Inc. must be working for your two daughters, having two teenagers. Are they driving?
One is graduating this year and got her license the day she turned 16. The other one is 14 and chomping at the bit to do the same. But I try to get them involved in a lot of things we do at Girls Inc. And that's been kind of fun. And they hear me talk about it all the time. And I just think it's really important to have this field of reference that includes a lot more than your own little world. And it just makes me really happy to have them be part of something bigger.
Well, you did great in the media business, and I love your current level 5 leadership as well. So tell us more about Girls Inc. Like, how exactly does it work, and who does it serve, the catchment area, and some of the programs? Take your time.
Yeah, there's so many components to it. And I just want to say this. I remember always hearing like, oh, she runs a nonprofit, you know, talking about somebody like it was an easy job. Like it was I'll tell you what, any person who runs a nonprofit successfully could totally kick, you know what, in the business world.
Absolutely. It's
unbelievable how every single skill I've ever learned in the for-profit business applies to this. But here's who we are. Girls Inc., we're celebrating 50 years this year. And actually, Girls Inc. National is celebrating 160 years. They started up right after the Civil War as a way to help women get on their feet who had lost their husbands. That was in Waterbury, Connecticut. And since then, there are now 79 affiliates around the country. And so here in New Hampshire, our affiliate covers the whole state and actually a little bit of Vermont. And we serve girls that are 5 to 18 years old in our centers. We have a center in Manchester and a center in Nashua. And we also go out and do outreach in schools all around the state. We have a just fabulous young women's leadership program that runs over the summer. We do all day summer camp. And our girls at the centers tend to be girls from the surrounding neighborhoods. For example, in Manchester, we take our little buses and pick up girls at 18 different schools, bring them to the center for our after-school program. Our programs consist of things like financial lit, media lit, you know, understanding that what you see and how life really is a little different. A lot of emphasis on health with nutrition, with sport programs, you know, teaching. We just had this fabulous volleyball game, Manchester girls and Nashua girls, and it was a new sport for a lot of them. So, you know, try to build their confidence that way. Leadership skills, self-defense, prevention programs, and it's really all encompassing. So the girls we serve at our centers tend to be a very diverse group of girls, absolutely challenged economically. Most of their families are single parent families, often single mom. Most earn under $30,000 a year. And I can't even imagine making life work that way. So we can play a really important role in that family. So the mom can work and their girls can be with us all summer and after school. And we serve 61% girls of color, which, you know, here in New Hampshire is a little outside the norm. And, you know, we have a lot of focus on that diversity element and cultural diversity and understanding everyone's culture. And it's just such a safe, fun place for them where they can be kids. The all-girl environment, it tends to, there's a lot less drama. There's a lot more talking. And most of them don't want to leave at the end of the day when their ride comes.
Yeah. Bringing tears to my eyes just describing it, you know, and I've seen some of the activities. It's spectacular.
Yeah, so, I wish people could see, you know, come in and just get a little dose of it, because in 5 minutes you'd be like, okay, I get it.
You'll definitely get it. So Before we go to the break, tell us about funding, and this is your opportunity to make a pitch. Where does it come from, and could you use donations and volunteers? So tell us all about that.
Yes, 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 and yes. Okay. So we, about 70% of our funding is money that we raise. You know, some of it comes from program fees, but the majority of it comes from either, you know, foundation grants, donors, you know, families that might support our work, our events. And we just happen to have our 50th anniversary Fuel Her Fire Gala coming up on April 4th. At Sky Meadow. And that's the largest event we do every year for fundraising. And it's a pretty fabulous auction. We do an online auction that opens March 20th. And then the event itself is a really nicely curated silent auction and live auction. So, and it's a really fun event. So that's coming up Thursday, April 4th. And we do a golf tournament in September. That's been very successful for us at Nashua Country Club. And we're doing a breakfast this year. I think we're a little late in the game getting that started. This is our first one called Champions for Girls, and that'll be in June, and a chance to thank our donors and volunteers and people who've helped us out. And we do a raffle that we usually have a signature item that we sell raffle tickets to, and that helps us raise money as well. But, you know, donors in general are a huge part of our success.
Perfect. So, Jay, why don't you give out the website, and then we'll take a break?
Absolutely. Sharon McCarthy, the CEO of Girls Inc. of New Hampshire, is the guest this week on Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and the website is Girls Inc., that's INC, newhampshire.org. You can also call 603-606-1705. That is 603-606-1705. That's serving the greater Manchester and Nashua areas, and New Hampshire, as Sharon had alluded to earlier, today. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and this week's guest is Sharon McCarthy. She is the CEO of Girls Inc. of New Hampshire. You can go to Girls Inc., that's INC, newhampshire.org, or call 603-606-1705. And Sharon is talking to Tom Raphael about how Girls Inc. works, and personal note here, I do remember, Tom, not too long ago, it was a couple of years back, Delta Dental Stadium had a, I think it was a Girls Inc. night at the ballpark, or at least, they had a big presence there, and I remember I was at that game. So
that's great. Thanks, Jay. So let's take off from where we were before the break. On the website that Jay referenced, the events, the April 4th event and the golf tournament and the Champions for Breakfast, if the listening audience goes on to the website, they can find information and buy tickets, become a sponsor. Would that
yes, through the website, yes, you would be able to find a way to. I mean, if someone wanted to register for summer camp, if someone wanted to make a donation, it's all pretty clearly spelled out. There is an events tab where everything that I had mentioned and you just mentioned, Tom, is listed if someone wanted to attend and buy tickets or donate. And you'll find more details there about how everything works. And some good news, it's actually, we just modified our URL to be girlsincnh.org. So it's even a little easier. Both websites' addresses work.
Well, that's good. GirlsIncNH.org. Congratulations on 50 years. And in preparing for the show, I was the first time I knew that the national organization has been around since the Civil War, like you said. So took New Hampshire a little while to get their own branch, so to speak. But here we are. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, 50 years feels pretty substantial. In preparing for the auction we have coming up, we've been going through photos, you know, back to the 70s. And it's been a fun walk through time. And, you know, we're doing the same thing. Like the girls are consistently interested in the same kind of things. They love when guest speakers come in. They love trying new things. They love, you know, going on field trips. And, you know, it's in a way, it's like time stands still, but it changes, you know. The only thing they didn't have that we have to deal with is social media.
Yeah, social media, the iPhones, whatever. Can you spend just a couple minutes? Obviously, there are other organizations. I know the Rising Tide helps everybody. So, for example, like the Boys and Girls Club is out there. And so how you differentiate yourself, obviously, being girls as opposed to boys and girls. But tell us how you, in a complementary way, work with these other organizations.
Yeah, they... the leaders of those organizations have just been great. I mean, being still relatively new to the nonprofit world, I can't even tell you how helpful, you know, like Diane from Boys and Girls Club in Manchester or Mike from the Y in Nashua, you know, all these people have been so incredibly helpful to me personally. And I do think we complement each other. Obviously, the girls environment makes it a little different. And probably the programming that we do, comes down from Girls Inc. National. It's all research-based programming that I think really hits home. So it might be a little more programmatic than some of the other youth-serving organizations. And I don't mean that as a slam to them. It's just part of our formula as to how we try to get girls on the right track in a little bit more of a formal way. But we've had some great partnerships with other agencies, especially with the pandemic, opened the doors to that more than I think has ever happened, that there were so many opportunities to work together on things and brainstorm about how to handle things. And so the plus side of starting right at the pandemic was that.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's jump to that. So here you were, new CEO, January of 2020, and then the world goes upside down on March 16th, 2020. So obviously it created some challenges, but as you said, some synergistic opportunities. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, that the conversations and partnerships with other youth serving nonprofits was incredibly helpful. For us at Girls Inc., we ended up, it teaches you how to get creative very quickly. We came up with something called the Smart Cafe, where we were able to work with, unfortunately, only half the capacity of our buildings. But we filled that up and had girls come in first thing in the morning, got them up to, on their computers, in their classrooms, doing their online learning. And when that was finished, we'd serve them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'd stay for the rest of the day and have some social activity. And that felt like just so spot on with what to do. And we also, for the families that weren't able to join us, we did like drive-through pantry items, drive-through dinner, provided crafts and things to do at home so they could have some stimulation in that way. So that was an interesting time. And the fallout of that was, I think, some of the kids who couldn't attend definitely had some challenges. They were either home alone, sometimes home with non-English speaking relatives. It was really tough for them. And I feel like we're still seeing a little bit of, leftover from that as far as social activity and just, staying up to speed on homework and all of that. We're still working through some of that with some kids.
Wow. Sounds like you were amazing, though. And I know what it was like leading an organization through the pandemic and keeping your employees safe and still working and then dealing with, your clientele or, in our case, our customers. So how do you see girls making progress? I mean, I think I'm delighted to see how like the most famous basketball player is now Caitlin Clark at Iowa. And so I think athletically we see the results of Title IX. Actually write about that in my running book. So we've obviously made progress. How do we keep it going in the right direction?
Yeah, I love everything you just mentioned because I'm a huge basketball mom. My kids are in the state finals on Sunday.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, and those kind of role models are just huge, like the Caitlin Clarks of the world and everything about her sportsmanship, how she came up through the ranks. I'm seeing strides made in our environment. And again, it's different that it's girls. Where they seem less afraid to try new things. I'm seeing that as a positive trend, like this volleyball thing I mentioned. A lot of them had never even hit, they had no idea how to hit a volleyball. We do that with volleyball, basketball, pickleball, you know, yoga, those kind of things. Just trying new things to build their confidence so that when they're in school and have their, you know, their volleyball a few weeks in gym class, they know what they're doing and they can be a leader in it and feel really good about themselves. So we're seeing opportunities there. I feel like we deal with girls that are, you know, kind of open-minded to, you know, different topics we discuss, what's going on in the world, you know, what they want to be, what they want to do, how they can get there. You know, on the challenge side of things, the social media aspect, I mean, we could talk about that all day, but that is something that I wish didn't have as much impact as it did in the negative sense. There's some positive to it as well, but, you know, girls thinking they should be a certain way, look a certain way, have certain things. And if they don't, they're less than worthy. So that's a little bit of a challenge for all girls.
It adds some pressure. You know, on the subject of technology during the pandemic, did you have any issues with the young girls who may not have had the technology or internet access? Of course, that's a global question for New Hampshire, not just girls. But how did you resolve that?
Such a great question. And we actually had a group of people that worked in high tech come together. They all donated, you know, what they could. It was a couple $100, $500, $1,000, and we bought Chromebooks. Every girl that was in the center had a new Chromebook to use. And we've lent them out to some of the girls at home. And then we had a local company come in and rewire both our buildings. So our Wi-Fi was up to speed for everyone being on at once. And that was a donated service. It was just the plus side of it was just how amazing people were that understood that there were needs for nonprofits like ours. And really, really helped that out. So we still use all those Chromebooks, and it was just a clutch donation.
Yeah, quintessential New Hampshire. People chip in, whether it's sweat equity, whether it's their expertise, whether it's, you know, technology, whether it's, you know, financial donations. So as you look ahead, there's obviously some exciting things. Your 50th and the Champions for Breakfast. But are there any? When you, as a CEO, do you have any challenges that keep you up at night other than obviously, you know, it's continuous fundraising, but beyond that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a recurring theme, you know, the money part of running a nonprofit or a for-profit business for sure. But, you know, the staffing, you know, we had to level up everyone's pay like so many other companies and nonprofits did. So, you know, that creates this thing where, okay, you know, we're paying people more and I'm happy about that. They deserve that. But then you need to make that sustainable and, you know, keep that rolling and find the right people. Right. So I can't say that there's a boatload of people applying for every job that we have that really love working with kids and get that the role they're playing is something that person will remember for the rest of their life. You know, whether you're a teacher or a group leader at Girls Inc., the impact you can have is remarkable. Amazing. So finding
workforce challenge is, of course, everybody faces, but you're right. I mean, anybody dealing in the early learning world, you know, you have to have that in your heart, and obviously you do and your team. So thank you, Sharon. You're so passionate for this, and we're lucky to have you in Hampshire. So, Jay, why don't you summarize the website again, and we'll go from there.
Okay, absolutely. Sharon McCarthy is the CEO of Girls Inc. of New Hampshire. You can go to girlsincnh.org, that's INC, or call 603-606-1705. Another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio comes to an end. Fear not, we'll have another edition in the near future here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. For Sharon McCarthy, the CEO of Girls Inc. of New Hampshire, Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, I'm J-Dog. We'll be back next time here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.